Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 6, Tape B, Side 1. This is a homework tape. As we have reminded you previously, it is good practice to thoroughly familiarize yourself in advance with the exercises you will have in class tomorrow. Study the dictation sentences for translation. Also familiarize yourself with the section called Communicative Exercises. This is your opportunity to talk Chinese in class. Understand what is required of you and be ready to respond when your turn in class comes. The first part of this tape will give you some practice in responding in Chinese to questions. In other words, oral production. You will hear a series of statements spoken in Chinese. Make sure you understand the content, listening to each response in Chinese. Give your answer aloud, not just mentally, and concentrate both on structure, pronunciation, and the correct tones. Finally, listen to the teacher's model answer, which may differ slightly from your own. If there is a difference, try to determine what this is and why. There may be more than one possible answer, but if there is only one answer, yours should be the same as the model answer. Part two of the tape is interpretation practice. Here are the statements. You will hear each statement read once, then followed by a question. There will be a brief pause for you to think over what you have heard. Then the statement and question will be read again. At this point, there will be a 10-second pause for you to formulate and audibly give your answer. If you need more time, stop the tape. When you have given your answer, listen for the teacher's answer and compare. The questions may consist of more than one part. Oral production practice. Begin. 1.
张先生不住在饭店里，他家在城外头，他在饭店里工作。Question.
张先生家在哪儿？他在哪儿工作？
Answer.
张先生家在城外头，他在饭店里工作。
Two.
从前我在学校里教书，现在我不教书，我在邮局工作。Question.
我现在在哪儿工作？从前呢？
Answer.
你现在在邮局工作，从前你在学校教书。3.
他的孩子不在城里头上学，城外头有一个学校，他们在那儿上学。Question.
他的孩子在哪儿上学？
Answer.
在城外头那个学校上学。
Or.
他的孩子在城外头的一个学校上学。
4.
这个学校里都是女学生，没有男学生。我的女孩子在这儿上学。
Question.
这个学校里 都是什么学生？
Answer.
都是女学生。
Or.
都是女学生，没有男学生。
Or.
没有男学生，都是女学生。
5.
我的男孩子是1976年生的，女孩子是1978年生的。Question.
我的男孩子是哪年生的？
Answer.
是1976年生的。
Or,
你的男孩子是1976年生的。
Six,
他不住在他哥哥家里，他跟他姐姐在一块住。
Question,
他住在哪里？
Answer.
他跟他姐姐一块住。
Or.
他住在他姐姐那儿。
Or.
他住在他姐姐家里。
Seven.
对不起，我知道他在哪儿工作，我不知道他家在哪里。
Question.
我知道什么？我不知道什么。
Answer.
你知道他在哪儿工作，不知道他家在哪儿。
Eight.
我是1967年5月3号生的，我爱人是67年4月2号生的。
Question.
我爱人是哪年生的？是几月几号生的？
Answer.
你爱人是1967年4月2号生的。
Note, in this statement, the speaker abbreviated 1967 to simply 67年, since it followed the year of his own birth. Anyone would know what he meant. That concludes the oral production section. In case you had difficulty understanding any of the sentences, here is a translation. 1. Mr. Zhang doesn't live in a hotel. His home is outside the city. He works in the hotel. 2. Previously, I taught in a school. Now I don't teach. I work in a post office. 3. His children don't go to school inside the city. Outside the city, there is a school. They go to school there. 4. In this school, there are only girl students, no male students. My girl goes to school there. 5. My boy was born in 1976. The girl was born in 1978. 6. He or she doesn't live in his older brother's house. He and his older sister live together. 7. I'm sorry. I don't know where he works. I know where his home is. 8. I was born May 3, 1967. My spouse was born April 2, 1967. Interpretation practice. In this exercise, you will take the part of an interpreter translating a conversation between two individuals. You will translate both from Chinese into English and English to Chinese. In this practice exercise, the translation will be given to you. However, later when this exercise is conducted in class, you will be on your own. So this is a good opportunity for you to familiarize yourself with the technique. After you hear each sentence, whether in English or in Chinese, stop the tape and make your own translation of it and say it aloud. Then, listen to the tape and see how closely you came to the original. This conversation is between two individuals in Beijing. An American, Robert Anderson, speaking in English, approaches a Chinese gentleman and says,
Comrade, how are you? Are you Chinese? Now you put that into Chinese, here's what you should have said.
同志，您好啊，您是中国人吗？
The Chinese gentleman speaks only Chinese. He replies,
我是中国人，您是英国人吗？
I am Chinese. Are you English? No, I'm not British. I'm American. My name is Robert Anderson.
不，我不是英国人，我是美国人。我是罗伯·安德森。
Or?
我的美国姓是安德森，我叫罗伯。
安德森先生，您好，我姓高，名字叫邵文。您现在住在这个饭店里吗？
How are you, Mr. Anderson? My surname is Gao. My name is Xiao Wen. Are you staying in this hotel now? No, I'm not staying here. I'm staying in a friend's house. How about you? Is your home in Beijing?
不，我不住在这个饭店，我住在朋友家。您呢？您家在北京吗？
我不是北京人，我是上海人，我现在在北京工作。
No, I'm not from Beijing. I'm from Shanghai. I'm working in Beijing now. Where do you work?Do you work here in this hotel?
您在哪儿工作？您在这个饭店里工作吗？
不，我在邮局工作。我也住在朋友家。
No, I work in the post office. I also am staying in a friend's house.Is your spouse in Beijing or is she in Shanghai?
您的爱人在北京还是在上海？
我爱人在上海，我的孩子都在那儿上学。
My spouse is in Shanghai. My children are all going to school there.How many children do you have? Are they boys or girls?
你有几个孩子？是男孩子，是女孩子？
我有四个孩子，两个男孩子，两个女孩子。
I have four children, two boys and two girls.Is your home inside the city of Shanghai or outside?
您的家在上海城里头还是在城外头？
在城外头。我父亲母亲也都在那儿，他们家也在城外头。
Outside the city, my father and mother are also both there.Their home is also outside the city. Does your wife work?
你爱人也工作吗？
他也工作。他在学校里教书。我孩子也在那个学校上学。
She also works. She teaches in a school.My children go to that same school. Where does your father work?
您父亲在哪儿工作？
他在银行里工作。那个银行也在城外头，在那个学校后头。
He works in a bank. That bank is also outside the city, behind the school.You work in the post office? Where is the post office?
您在邮局工作，那个邮局在哪儿？
那个邮局在这个饭店前头。
It's in front of this hotel. What year were you born, Comrade Gao?
高同志，您是哪年生的？
我是一九六三年生的。
I was born in 1963. I was also born in that year. What month and what day were you born?
我也是那年生的。您是几月几号生的？
我是十一月二号生的。您呢？
I was born November 2nd. How about you? I was born January 31st.
我是一月三十一号生的。
安太太也在这儿吗？
Is Mrs. Anderson here also?No, she's in New York. Our home is in New York, not in the city. It's outside the city.
不，她在纽约。我们家在纽约，不在城里头，在城外头。
你们有孩子吗？
Do you have any children?No, we've no children. My wife's father and mother live with us in our home.
不，我们没有孩子。我太太的父亲、母亲也住在我们家里。
你们都住在一块儿。
You all live together? Yes, goodbye, Comrade Gao.
是，再见，高同志。
再见，再见。
Goodbye, goodbye. This ends the interpretation practice. On the other side of this tape, you will find the homework hand-in assignment for tomorrow morning. End of lesson 6, tape B, side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the other side.